Hello and happy day of Mercury. Mercury's day is Wednesday. I am very excited to bring you the potty today, actually. Feeling really bloody excited about sharing all the things for the next week for you to plug into, tap into. We're about to hit September. How did that even happen? I have just read my September overview in my 2023 Energy Survival Kit, thinking about reading it like a bedtime story to everyone, possibly on a Instagram Live. That is my goal, is to get a little Instagram Live in to update you around all the September goodness. And as I was reading my own words from last year that I wrote around this month that is now upon us, astrologically, not, you know, there's some movement, which is exciting because we do have both Venus and Mercury stationing direct, which is great. Bit of momentum there. I actually also pulled the Chariot card, which is so phenomenal because September is a 7 month in a 7 year, and the Chariot happens to be the seventh card. So pretty crazy, more on a numerology level. So I've been saying, you know, in 2021, I said that 2023 would be like 2021, but on steroids. And lo and behold, I was fucking bang on. And now we're going to enter a 7 month. And so I'm pretty sure, yes, this is the only 7 month in a 7 year. Let's be real. Like, I don't think we could handle too many months numerologically that are a seven. So this is really, really interesting, right? So we've got this 7 month in a 7 year. I happen to pull the Chariot card as the tarot of this month. And there's just some really delicious synchronicity. So whilst I feel like the astro weather, look, there's some, of course, there's always things, there's a sort of a eerie sort of stillness around. We're in this last season of winter down here in Down Under, obviously last season of the last cycle, season of summer in the northern, before we move into spring here on Equinox, and, you know, our northern friends move into the autumn equinox. So again, you know, check back into last week's potty. I talk a lot about, you know, the Virgo energy and the detoxing and, you know, the defragging, and just I put a post up yesterday about sort of retrograde season in general, because of course everyone's doing the whole, oh my God, there's this many planets retrograde, blah, 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 blah. I mean, oh, it's just so, it's just boring because it's just fear and hype, and it just gives people like something to hook into, you know, like, and it's a weird hook. You know, it's like even astrologers, when they're sharing it, I mean, yes, we are sharing that there's retrogrades, but this happens every single year. And every 2 years, Mars will join the retrograde party. And every, you know, few months, Mercury's a part of the retrograde party. And every 18 months, Venus is a part of the retrograde party. I mean, this isn't new, folks. That's the announcement. Don't allow social media and people posing as astrologers. Like, this is probably the hardest thing. It's like, I wouldn't come and tell you like how to, you know, have open heart surgery. I would never tell you to do that just because I watched it online. I'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, you just crack that and go here and cut there. And you'd think I was fucking crazy. But yet people still hook into people who read things, misinterpret them because they're not actually astrologers, and then go and share them. Go and share these forecasts and energies around the astrology, which are so inaccurate that it just blows my mind. Like, I'm somewhat embarrassed for them. I'm like, wow, like, you don't know what a blue moon is. You're saying really weird stuff. Oh, wow, you don't know what this is. You're saying really weird stuff. Oh, you don't really know that, you know, Pluto's not there, or that there isn't actually a square to that, but you're saying it. So there is a lot of saying, there's a lot of shit that is being said, and the retrogrades seem to be one that everyone loves to hook onto, whether, you know, it could be a business person or a coach, God forbid if we say that word, I want to gag. But, you know, it can be anyone. They're just going, oh, it's retrogrades, it's retrogrades, it's retrogrades. And what they're trying to do is hype everything up, project, so that other people hook in and hype. And then they're usually selling their programs off of that, which is, again, mind-boggling. Anyway, it just blows me away that this shit's happening. I mean, to be honest, I'm spending less and less and less and less time on social media. So I just want to like give a huge shout out. If I'm friends with you, if I'm following you and you never see me engage, it's purely because I'm not on there. So because I see these things, and they just happen to be on the daily, you know, I've had to go and unfollow again. Like, what is the energy that you're subscribing to? And for me personally, I want information from someone who embodies and knows their shit. And that goes on any field, whether it's crystals or, you know, earth magic or beautiful shamans or, you know, my beautiful friend Michaela, like she's the Venus, she is the go-to for Venus gates. You know, like there are certain people I wouldn't even consider going to for so many things because it's siphoned, diluted, regurgitated, dirty water that isn't even accurate. So, look, this has been in our field for a while, as astrologers. And if you went and, you know, if you know Sheree from Tree of Stars, who's one of my friends, you know, she's put out a big post. She's not even going to be posting much on Instagram anymore. She did a big call out of this same sort of stuff as well. She's like, I don't know what she said, but she used an example of like, I'm not a mechanic. I'm not going to tell you how to, you know, how to change the oil or whatever. So why are we listening to people who aren't astrologers just because they have a following or just because they've taken a astrology course? I mean, that is what the seven energy is about, my friends, is listening to people who are authentic, who have been practicing this craft or whatever their craft is for decades, not the new hooks or even someone that's got nothing to do with these things, but they've got an opinion, because that's of course what the socials have been all about, is let's just give your opinion on everything. Oh my God, it's retrograde season. Let's be fiery and projecty and go, oh, this is so rare. Except it's not. Except it happens every single year. So there is nothing rare about all of these retrogrades. So let's first just demystify that myth. Demystify that myth. Because yeah, like, right. Let's drop that. Let's just totally drop those fear mentalities. You know, one of my favorite quotes that I came up with, but one of my favorite things that I say is nothing to fear, everything to watch. And so we're watching the planets. We are participating with the planets. We are connecting with them. We are learning from them. Yeah. So this retrograde seasons humble us because there is the invitation and even the force field of slowing the fuck down, integrating, being humbled. So often, you know, people who again are very A-type, forcing, must create, boss bitch, pushing, you know, all those sorts of keywords, you know, they find retrograde seasons hard. So you're going to see them sort of again amplifying, oh my God, this retrograde season's a bitch, it's a bitch, it's a bitch. Is it? Or is it that you just don't have your shit together? Is it a bitch? Or is it you don't know how to integrate things that you've learned, that you can't stop, slow, and be with yourself? People are so busy, they're distracting themselves from themselves. And the distraction becomes an addiction, no matter what that distraction is. Because if you don't actually ever have to just sit and be with yourself and to really integrate and feel and look within, you know. Then all of, you know, then everything's fine, right? Like then it's all just out there. And that is what retrogrades do for us. And that is why, as we've banged on about this Venus retrograde, it has been a tricky one because it's really forced self-reflection, re-evaluation of priorities. What is worth your time, money, and love and energy, and what isn't? So there's been a real shift in this energy, yeah? So retrograde seasons humble us to the core because they are asking us to slow down. They are forcing us to integrate what we've already learned. Now, it's sort of like a a speed bullet train. You know, if you're not stopping at stations, you're not actually learning anything. You're just zooming on by. Like it's just a zoom. It's just onto the next thing, onto the next thing, onto the next thing, onto the next thing, onto the next thing. And I know that there is a very big collective energy around that's just what people do. They're hustling, they're pushing, they're forcing. But I also believe and feel that things are changing. And for some, you know, there's this collective overwhelm. For some, there's this collective grief. And maybe you're going through a personal grief. Maybe you're going through just tuning into the collective grief and you're really feeling that in your ethers and in your waters. Like you're just feeling something, like something's a little bit askew, something's a little bit off. You can't even name it, and that's okay. Like we don't have to name it. We don't have to be in the process all the time. We can just be, right? And that is what the retrogrades offer us, is that chance to be, to listen within, to reassess, to rewire, to rest, to reset, to remember all the rewords times a million. That is really what happens, really. There's another reword, in a bloody retrograde season, which happens, you know, these outer planets are retrograde 4 to 5 months every single year. And more often than not, Mercury will retrograde at the same time. Venus will, every 18 months, will also be there, and so will Mars every 2 years. So again, just unplug from the projections that are everywhere, and plug back into your soul, plug back into the earth. I mean, we're moving into September with 50% of the planets in earth signs, so Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, the Sun, and Mercury. So that's 50%, it's half the flipping sky, you know, in earth signs. And, you know, something that I wrote on my post yesterday, you know, because some people are feeling like just this overwhelm of, like I said, exhaustion or collective grief or collective tiredness, or, you know, for me, it just feels like in the background, there's just like heavy metal music, slow, you know, like I just hear just some fucking just something that just, it's just there, it's present. And you know, Pluto square the nodes has probably got a lot to do with that. You know, we're being drawn into the underworld like a fucking Pied Piper. But the thing is that there's just this essence, there's just this eeriness that's about, and everyone is maybe, you know, on an, you know, on the edge, you know, like there's a bit of trepidation, maybe there's fear, maybe there's, again, exhaustion, maybe you're tired, maybe you're sick of your fucking habits and your things and you can't fix things and you can't do things and you're just over everything. Maybe you're thriving and feeling really great and inspired. You know, when I say there's a collective energy of this, it's pretty much every single person bar the 1%. That are feeling the collective energies. And often when you are really in tune with what's going on, you're going to feel those things. When we do have a plethora of planets retrograde, when we go through our retrograde season annually, yes, we feel these things. We should, you know, for some people, you should be starting to come up against your own edges that, oh shit, this is, there's a delay here. I'm having to reschedule something. I'm having to slow down. Oh, I didn't cross an I. I didn't cross a T. I didn't dot an I. Like, this is a time to rewire and relearn, restore your energetic balance. This is what this retrograde season is. And so my invitation was, strip things back to simplicity. Like, get back to basics if you can. Like I said, unplug from social media. Maybe put time limits on what you're there for, or only go in deliberately. And we have to consciously tell ourselves, okay, no, I'm opening my phone to go onto Facebook for what? For what exactly? But if you're like, this is what I want to go on for, like, make a commitment to yourself for September that you're going to dedicate or devote specific time to specific things, and so that you can defrag and declutter your own energetic template, because that's really what this is. And if you remember last week, in the potty, I talked about, like I've just said, this is the last part of this 3 month cycle, which is winter. So it is the clearing out. That is what Virgo is about. It's getting meticulous, it's getting in order. And so that is, again, still the invitation for September, but where can you strip that right back? Yeah. And the full moon tomorrow, which of course I want to prep you about, prep you with, is happening on the 31st of August here in Brisbane at 11:35 a.m. at 7 degrees of Pisces. Now, I want to read this degree because this degree is where Saturn stationed retrograde, 7 degrees of Pisces, for the first time in his Pisces journey, in his next 2.5 year journey in Pisces, for the first time in 30 years. Okay, so this is an important degree, and I find it also very fascinating that, of course, there's the seven again. It's the last day of the month. We're moving into the seventh, a seven numerology month in a collective 7 year. I've pulled the chariot card. There's all this 777 energy. So that's why I'm like, look, September, astrologically, there's a bit of movement, there's a bit of shifting. We will be entering eclipse season on that final, what have we got here on the 29th with the full moon in Aries. That actually opens our eclipse season as we move into October. But for the, you know, and it's a pretty, you know, fiery, you know, it's an Aries full moon. They always pack a punch, right? But until then, you know, there's some Martian stuff going on. And look, as the weeks go on, I'm going to share all of this stuff with you. But overall, like, there is just sort of like, where can we be fair, diplomatic, peaceful? Where can we stay centered? Where can we stay quiet? Because the seven energy, I think that is what's going to be like, this is a numerology hall. Like, this is the intense energy of the numerology side of things when it comes to September, not so much the astrology. Yeah. So this 7 degrees is very important because it is where Saturn stationed retrograde back in June, the 18th of June, which happened to be a 22 master number day. And I was listening to the astrology podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts ever. Shout out to Chris Brennan, not that he'd be listening to me, but maybe one day. But they reminded me that when Saturn stationed retrograde back in June, that's when all like the submarine stuff happened. Was, you know, some people blew up or something. Look, I don't know. I don't actually watch the news. So, you know, if you love news and things like that, you'll probably love the astrology podcast because they go over a lot of stuff. It's very American, but yeah, you know, people died in a submarine, millionaires or some shit like that. Again, quite weird. Water. Look at that. We're doing Saturn and water, but the first station of a bigger planet in that sign can really bring some big energy. So I think that what they were saying on the podcast was, yeah, the submarine thing happened, the orca thing. I remember I seen a lot of orcas and memes and orcas and submarines and yachts and all the things. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I think like 2 months later, which would be now, like literally not long ago, I just Googled it. I'm like, what is going on with orcas? And apparently they were hunting yachts or something. And I think, did I read somewhere that, you know, like a mama orca had been hurt by, or maybe killed, I don't know, killed or hurt by a propeller. And because orcas are so fucking intelligent, they like hunted, you know, the yachts or whatever, like fucking wild shit. Look, maybe you know more about that than me, but look, I'm not into the news. I don't watch news. I don't know about news. It's just not a thing. Sometimes it's good for me astrologically because I can like reflect and go, oh yeah, that would make so much sense. But interestingly, yeah, the reminder this morning when I was listening to the astrology podcast was exactly that, was that when Saturn stationed retrograde, within that time, you know, the week or whatever that was, this was when all of these things happened. Now, we're just about to have this full moon in Pisces at 7 degrees. So it's a culmination of release. It's a culmination of healing. Saturn's involved, and Saturn is the only aspect that is involved in this full moon. This full moon is called a blue moon, and that's purely because it's the second full moon of the month. That is what a blue moon is. Now, next year, I've written in my 2024 kit, we have a true blue moon, which is the second full moon in the same sign. So there's, again, two different sort of, you know, ways of living. I think astronomically, they call the second full moon in a calendar month a blue moon, which of course it is because it's the second full moon lunation in that month. But also from an astrological point of view, we have blue moons when we have two full moons in a row that are of the same sign. And let me just fucking strap you in and buckle you up, because 2024, we have a lot of Capricorn motherfucking moons. Okay. Like a lot. It's just like, how is there so many moons in Capricorn? But we will be having another blue moon, but on sign based, not the calendar based, as in the calendar month from the 1st to the 31st. So yes, this is a blue moon. It's very close to the earth. So, you know, she's going to appear really big, but it's this degree that she's on. She's making a separating conjunction to Saturn, who, like I've just said, this is where Saturn stationed retrograde back in June. So this is important. This is an important culmination. This is an important signature point, because it's the same degree. And we want to go, well, where's 7 degrees of Pisces in my own chart? Like, do you have planets that are close to that? Do you have planets in mutable signs that are around 7 degrees in those other mutable signs? Do you have planets in 7 degrees that are in water signs? You know, because there's a big sort of rush and gush of energy that's going to come in. Now, I'm going to actually read the Chandra symbol of this degree, because it's actually really quite interesting. So the symbol is called "A Gypsy Peasant Woman Sings a Mournful Chant." I love the word mourn and I love the word chant. Okay, I'm going to read this without constantly dissecting it, which is hard for me to do, but I'm doing it. Okay, here is the Chandra symbol of the full moon in Pisces, which was also where Saturn stationed retrograde for the first time in 30 years in Pisces in June. "A gypsy peasant woman sings a mournful chant. The earth is broken. The compact between a human soul and her earth housing is violated. Some of us are sensitive to what has gone wrong and must proclaim a conscious change. An antagonizing place to be, and yet treated as just the way it is, met with huge resolve, almost welcoming, excuse me, almost welcoming that it has come to this. Creatively expressive of what it feels like to be here in the midst, you feel resonant with all the kingdoms of nature, and especially aligned with the soul of this planet in her deep changes. Put in the right place at the right time to call the occasion, to make things unavoidable. You feel almost immobilized by how huge the task is. Yet you are stoical, dedicated, exceedingly strong and enduring, able to withstand the shaking loose of the old earth. In here for the duration, just getting going when all seems lost." And so I find this really interesting with the tarot card as well for this full moon. We are in the Saturn ruled Deacon, which is again very fascinating because there is a conjunction to Saturn and Saturn's playing such a big role in this lunation. The moon happens to be the card, the major arcana card that is that rules Pisces. Sorry, I just need a little bit of a drinky poo because I'm doing a lot of talky pooey. Hang on. Okay. I'm ready to continue talking. So much stuff about the earth. And like I said, you know, 50% of the planets are in earth. Jupiter is about to station retrograde for his first station retrograde in Taurus. Again, pay attention to that, because he hasn't stationed retrograde in Taurus for 12 years. The moon will be moving through Taurus the 5th, 6th and 7th of this September. So there's so much earth going on, and this symbol really representing that, representing, well, what's broken, what needs healing, what are you changing? It's It was quite a beautiful read, to be honest. I really enjoyed that. I really felt that paragraph. And as you can see, it's just many sentences in a paragraph, because ultimately you can actually pull apart one sentence or three sentences and just really dive into that. But the correlation between this and then the actual tarot symbol of this full moon, the Eight of Cups. When I was reading about the Eight of Cups in this deacon, it was talking about emotional realizations, overwhelmed, saturated, and time to move on. And I just find that very similar to that degree. So, you know, I just wanted to really, you know, no one else is talking about this. I've read many astrology posts and as in new full moon posts over the past few days. And no one's talking about that this is the degree that Saturn stations retrograde on, and the tarot and the deacon and the symbol. This is where the magic is, darlings. Like, this is what I teach in my 12-month containers. You know, I love to talk about the magic in the mundane, the magic in the cosmic energies, how we can integrate and embody this energy and work with it. Yeah. So I really feel the enormity of this full moon, and I just invite you to see where it takes you. You know, the energy will be could be quite emotional, it could be quite expansive, or it could be a great big reality check that you might need. You know, rose-colored glasses off, where do you need to let go of something? Where do you need to move on from something? What is not serving you for your highest good anymore? Can you surrender? Can you let go of what you think that you want, to allow what actually is for you to come through you and to come to you? Because there's so much control. There's so much, I need it to be like this. It needs to look like this. And Pisces is a mutable water sign. You know, are you in the fish? Are you a fish in the ocean aware of the ocean? Like, are you aware of, you know, are you aware that the water is your life? This is the interesting thing, is that when you're so rigid and stuck in certain ways, you know, I wrote this yesterday in my post. I was like, let go of what you can't control. The holding on and the resisting in retrograde season, and with all of these, you know, this culmination of astrology that we've got at the moment, the invitation is to truly just to let go. And Saturn is stern. You know, the moon has moved past Saturn by the time she is full and continuing to then move away from Saturn. So it is a separating aspect. However, she's still only a few degrees away from him. And he's important because of this 7 degrees. So there's a big lesson, a Saturnian lesson here. Like, get real. Like, what's an illusion in your life that you're holding on to? What are you trying to save that's just not worth saving? But you're still hooking your energy into it because you just can't let go. This feels like a very big moon of letting go. You know, this could be, you know, like the tarot card itself, the Eight of Cups, and that little sentence that, you know, I read that I'm, you know, speaking of from the Eight of Cups, it's not my words, is the emotional realization, the overwhelm, the saturation, the realizing it's time to move on. So can you, in this full moon, realize that it's time to move on from certain things? Now, this could be a myriad of things. For this for me is in my sixth house. So this is more habits, routines, food, health. You know, you need to find this degree in your own chart and to really unpack that, because there is the Saturnian overtone to that 7 degrees of Pisces. And I think that once Saturn gets back to 7 degrees of Pisces, when he stations direct and gets there again, something really revealing, you know, and if you've put in the work from now, you could really reap some beautiful benefits of that particular house and that theme and what's really going on for you there. Yeah. So that's the prep work for the full moon in Pisces. You know, very different to probably a lot of the other stuff that you're going to hear or read. I think that it's important to really plug in to you and unplug from everything else, including me. Like, take what I said and then let everything else go, like the, you know, like the leaves on a tree. You know, it's just, you know, something that I've always said, even in my, you know, for every time I've done like a workshop or a course or a talk, I'm just like, if something doesn't land for you, that's okay. Don't get caught up on it. Don't waste your energy even thinking about it. If it doesn't land for you and it doesn't resonate, just let it go. Like, just simply let it go. I remember my psychologist telling me one time, so I had developed this idea around something that pertained to Joel, and I was telling her about it. And she's like, but what you're saying isn't actually true. It's just something that you're thinking about and that you're speaking about, but it's not actually the truth. And she picked up a pen and she dropped the pen, and she goes, and you can drop that as easy as I just dropped this pen. And I'm like, yeah, like that's exactly. And I did in that moment, I dropped it. And this was many years ago. And it was just such a revelation that you actually can simply just drop stuff. You can simply just let go, that it doesn't have to be hard. The holding on is actually harder. The ruminating in the mind of, you know, making up a story around how that person or this or this or how you think it is often not really the true reflection of what's going on. And I totally shared something today from a beautiful, awesome, rad Gemini astrologer from the US, Colin. And he was talking about that with the Mars in Libra, is that, you know, about relationships and people projecting and not taking responsibility, and everything's around, oh, but because of their attachment traumas, you know, yada, yada, yada. Like they just keep blaming, you know, or because of my this or because of his this, when actually you have to be self-responsible and you have to call yourself out in your own and how you are contributing to absolutely everything. Your relationships, how you show up, all of it. And especially in relationships, because Mars is in Libra, obviously we've got the South Node in Libra, you know, we're going, you know, we've had Venus retrograde. So relationships are a huge theme and it ain't going anywhere. We've still got a long road to go with this relationship energy, right? So it's like, where can you take responsibility? And this is where a Pisces full moon with Saturn can be very helpful. I mean, even that symbol that I read out, there was something very, sobering about that. It's like, yeah, look around, look at what's going on. Yeah. Where can you take responsibility in your own healing? Or where can you be honest with yourself about where you're lying to yourself? If you have enough self-awareness, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is the self-awareness is the first key to doing this. You know, you still see these people that are just completely blind to themselves and they just don't know any better. Until you know better, you can't do better, right? So the Pisces full moon is this culmination of a sobering release, a sobering letting go. And then because for the first 2 weeks of September, we have the waning moon, the purging, the releasing, the giving up, the letting go, the detaching. Whilst Mercury is retrograde, Venus stations direct on the 4th of September. Jupiter is the final outer planet to station retrograde. This happens on the 5th of September, and the moon just happens to be conjunct Jupiter. Now, this happens at very early hours of the morning here on the 5th in Brisbane, 12:10 a.m. So when we wake up, Jupiter will have stationed retrograde at 15 Taurus. Now pay attention. We might hear something in another country, or, you know, something around land or money or housing or an earthquake or, you know, something big, because this is Jupiter's first station retrograde in Taurus. He only does one. This is it. This is his retrograde. He will retrograde back to 5 degrees of Taurus. And then as he zooms forward, next year in 2024, he moves into Gemini. Okay, so we're getting these really beautiful, he's not moving into two different signs where he has been for the past few years. Of course, Taurus, we are nothing if we are not consistent and stable, darling. So Jupiter moved into Taurus and he just stays there consistently for one whole year. And this retrograde is very interesting. Like I said, it's the final retrograde of the outer planets. The day before that, Venus has just stationed direct after her very long retrograde. So the 4th of September, Venus will station at 12 degrees, and then Jupiter stations on the 5th at 15 degrees of Taurus. Now they've been in a bit of a square, you know, there's something here that is expansive or again rose-colored glasses, but there's something also that feels nice. I think that we're going to sort of really benefit from Jupiter in feeling good, which I'm pretty sure we are all just like, give it to me. Like, give it to me. I want to feel good. So pay attention to those dates, darlings. The fourth, Venus direct. The fifth, Jupiter retrograde, and the moon in Taurus on the fifth as well. So again, there could be amplification. We could see something big. Of course, the moon represents water. She's in her exaltation in Taurus, So really interesting stuff going on there. But again, the invitation is to deeply like plug in, anchor into the earth, strip back to simplicity, diffrag your energy. Priorities are changing. Yeah, like priorities are shifting. And that's a good thing. This Venus retrograde has been very much around that. And so now we're going to get her back, moving forward again. And we will then also start to see and heal from everything that we've just been through for the past 40 days and 40 nights with her being burnt up by the sun. Now she's the morning star. So, this is a time to take action. So her as the morning star is that yang energy. Remember, it's the warrior. It's taking action. It's going forth. It's the light, because remember, the evening star is with the moon. It's lunar. It's feminine. And now the Venus as a morning star is with sun, with the sunrise. It's the masculine energy. It is that, that pioneering, that taking action, that moving forward. So travel well, darlings. I hope that the full moon information really landed for you, and it's something that you can start to unpack and, take off the cloaks of illusion and where you're not being really honest with yourself about certain situations, especially wherever that 7 degrees of Pisces is for you. I mean, Saturn's already giving the huge reality check around that because he's retrograde in Pisces at the moment. And yeah, really, really powerful full moon, in the respect of the tarot card and the symbolism, and even the fact that it's the Saturn deacon of Pisces, like, what the hell? Like, and it's con and she's conjunct Saturn. Like, you can't make this shit up. Like, it's just so incredibly and beautifully orchestrated. So I am pumped for this full moon. It feels really delicious for me. I often don't need reality checks. I mean, look, maybe. I mean, my head's sometimes up my ass, but generally not so much because I am a day chart. So me and Saturn's my homeboy. So I have a very great relationship with reality. I'm not one to want to escape or to take drugs and think that that's going to make me enlightened. I actually feel enlightened from hanging my washing out and talking to the trees without drugs. So yeah, the reality check stuff, I'm not a very Neptunian person when it comes to that sort of stuff. But if you are a very Neptunian person, the reality check will probably be, could feel quite big. It could feel quite overwhelming. It could feel like you just want to fucking cry. Like, whatever you need to do, do it. Yeah, like, do, really do you. However this feels for you, a Pisces moon's always big emotions too. It's water, it's the ocean, but it's also mist. It's like, where are you demystifying illusions? Where can you see through what's not real, the facade? And that's where Saturn can help to go, ah, here's the truth, here's what it really is. I'm gonna take responsibility for my part. I'm gonna tap out of this. I'm cutting cords with this. A great full moon to do those things, to cut the cords. And remember, it's happening at 11:35 a.m. So check out that full moon the evening of the 31st, because she'll probably be very, very delicious. We're not gonna really obviously see her at 11:35 a.m. But check her out the evening of. She'll be really big and beautiful, and she'll still be in Pisces. And yeah, just, wash away. That's sort of, it's sort of like a water clearing, a water healing. What needs healing? What needs attention? We're balancing the Pisces Virgo axis. Where do you need to find balance in serving and suffering? In in making things work and being a martyr, like this is the balance point. Where can you find the wholeness in the center of that? Where can you refine your spiritual design and what you're wanting, your connection to, everything, like all that is what Pisces is. It's everything, it's wholeness. Virgo can be the control. So where can you let go of the control, like letting go of everything that you can't control and surrendering, de-armoring, unfurling, and softening. It just feels like a flower, a beautiful rose petal opening, a beautiful rose opening to her fullest. So have an amazing, amazing full moon in Pisces, and enjoy Venus going direct and Jupiter retrograde, and then I will be back next week to share more of the things. But in the interim, keep a lookout on your emails if you're on my a subscriber to my email list, because the 2024 kit is getting ready to have a bit of a soft launch. I mean, I'm telling everyone about it. What, you know, it's yeah, of course I'm going to tell you all about it. But for subscribers to my email list and website only, there is free shipping for 24 hours. So it's a bit of a soft launch. Then shipping will be added after 24 hours. It will be on my website, of course. You want to get in. Whatever you order from me, I order from the supplier. So that is what it is, right? If you want my 2024 kit, which, like I said, it's had an up level, it's pretty delicious. Look out in your email list. Also, check out, make sure you keep an eye on my Instagram, because I am going to endeavor, because I've got, a lot to do in the next 2 weeks before I go to Singapore, but I am still going to endeavor to see if I can get a little overview out, a little video Instagram live for September. What else do I want to? Oh, and if you haven't subscribed to my cosmic calendar, today can be the perfect day, or tomorrow, because I'm just about to add all of the dates for September. So you get to have a nice big look at what's going on for September before September even comes, with all of my magical notes and my magical love letters and my little tips and my little tricks. And it's an amazing resource that just syncs straight to your calendar. So you can look at it every day. And I don't have something on every day. It will not overwhelm your calendar, because too much information is just too much white noise and it's overwhelm. I want to take care of your nervous systems, darlings. I want to take care of your nervous systems. And I want you to know that what I put in the calendar then means something, that it's not just constantly a barrage of things. So now is the perfect time to subscribe to that, because I am about to start uploading all of the September dates and songs and anthems and all the lovely juicy magic that I love to put in my cosmic calendar. Plus, of course, you have access to my weekly horoscopes, which again, by far, are beautiful love letters from me to you based on your own chart, so that you actually know where these sorts of full and new moons are happening, so that you can actually get an idea of that. Because you have to read horoscopes from your rising sign. So there's those few little things to keep your eye out for in the next week. And I look forward to jumping back in next week and chatting and being in your ears. I love to be in your ears. So have a wonderful, wonderful, glorious full moon, and sending so much love. Okay, bye.